"It's real for us," said Snape. "Not for her. But we'll get the letter, you and me."
"Really?"
whispered Lily.
"Definitely," said Snape. And even with his poorly cut hair and his odd clothes, he struck an oddly impressive figure sprawled in front of her, brimful of confidence in his destiny.
"And will it really come by owl?"
Lily whispered.
"Normally," said Snape. "But you're muggle-born, so someone from the school will have to come and explain to your parents."
"Does it make a difference, being muggle-born?"
Snape hesitated. His black eyes, eager in the greenish gloom, moved over the pale face, the dark red hair.
"No," he said. "It doesn't make any difference."
"Good,"
said Lily, relaxing. It was clear that she had been worrying.
"You've got loads of magic," said Snape. "I saw that. All the time I was watching you."
His voice trailed away. She was not listening, but had stretched out on the leafy ground and was looking up at the canopy of leaves overhead. He watched her as greedily as he had watched her in the playground.
"How are things at your house?"
Lily asked. A little crease appeared between his eyes.
"Fine,"
he said.
"They're not arguing anymore?"
"Oh, yes, they're arguing," said Snape.
He picked up a fistful of leaves and began tearing them apart, apparently unaware of what he was doing.
"But it won't be that long, and I'll be gone."
"Doesn't your dad like magic?"
"He doesn't like anything much," said Snape.
"Severus?"
A little smile twisted Snape's mouth when she said his name.
"Yeah."
"Tell me about the Dementors again."
"What do you want to know about them for?"
"If I use magic outside school..."
"They wouldn't give you to the Dementors for that. Dementors are for people who do really bad stuff. They guard the wizard prison, Azkaban. You're not going to end up in Azkaban. You're too..."
He turned red again and shredded more leaves. Then a small rustling noise behind Harry made him turn. Petunia, hiding behind a tree, had lost her footing.
"Toony,"
said Lily, surprise and welcome in her voice. But Snape had jumped to his feet.
"Who's spying now?" he shouted. "What do you want?"
Petunia was breathless, alarmed at being caught. Harry could see her struggling for something hurtful to say.
"What is that you're wearing, anyway?"
she said, pointing at Snape's chest.
"Your mum's blouse?"
There was a crack. A branch over Petunia's head had fallen. Lily screamed. The branch caught Petunia on the shoulder, and she staggered backward and burst into tears.
"Toony!"
But Petunia was running away. Lily rounded on Snape.
"Did you make that happen?"
"No."
He looked both defiant and scared.
"You did."
She was backing away from him.
"You did. You hurt her."
"No. No, I didn't."
But the lie did not convince Lily. After one last burning look, she ran from the little thicket, off after her sister, and Snape looked miserable and confused. And the scene reformed. Harry looked around. He was on platform 9 3/4, and Snape stood beside him, slightly hunched, next to a thin, sallow-faced, sour-looking woman who greatly resembled him. Snape was staring at a family of four a short distance away. The two girls stood a little apart from their parents. Lily seemed to be pleading with her sister. Harry moved closer to listen.
"I'm sorry, Toony. I'm sorry. Listen."
She caught her sister's hand and held tight to it, even though Petunia tried to pull it away.
"Maybe once I'm there..." "No, listen, Toony. Maybe once I'm there, I'll be able to go to Professor Dumbledore and persuade him to change his mind."
"I don't want to go,"
said Petunia, and she dragged her hand back out of her sister's grasp.
"You think I want to go to some stupid castle and learn to be a...
Her pale eyes roved over the platform, over the cats mewling in their owner's arms, over the owls fluttering and hooting at each other in cages, over the students, some already in their long black robes, loading trunks onto the Scarlet steam engine, or else greeting one another with glad cries after a summer apart.
"You think I want to be a freak?"